Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory for the great and mighty things that he has done. We would like to welcome our radio audience to Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive here in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. And yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. Come on, let's give God a praise. Let's give God a awesome and a praise that is uncommonly to you. Let's give God a praise that you are not accustomed to praising God, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be glorified, and he is worthy to be exalted. Today, we excited about the word of God, and we pray, God, that you will receive God, that you will take God at his word. For the word of God says that my word, he said his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against him. And I thank God for David, for the prayer that he prayed that reminded us that the word that God have put in our heart, that we will not sin against him. We want to talk about today a topic that will undoubtedly make you think, touch your mind, touch your heart, get you to realize that no matter what you may be going through in life, no matter what you may be experiencing in life, I want you to know today that it is not over until God says that it is over. There are people in the United States of America, on foreign soil, in your neighborhood, even in your city that you live in. Maybe there are people that you're rubbing shoulders with. Maybe there are people that is on your job that think that it is all over. But the message that God have given me today to let you know that it is not over until God says that it is over. We're getting ready to go through the word of God. No, we're not going to talk about the motion picture that you seen on last week. But we are going to talk about the word of God that's going to change your life, that's going to give you that ever increase in faith. So why don't you get ready? As T.D. Jakes will say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's get ready for the word of God. You're going to find us today. We'll be coming from the book of John. We're going to begin at that 11th chapter, beginning at that first verse. And it reads, "And a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Dear God, we thank you for the word of God today. We thank you, God, for giving us victory through the word of God. We thank you, God, for inspiring us through the word of God. And Lord, even as those people that will be listening from city to city, state to state on today. I pray, God, that there will be a awakening on the inside. Those things wherein that they have been dormant, those things that they have put aside and think that it's over, think things will never be the way that they desire them to be. I pray today that you, dear God, will make the difference in their lives. Well, when we look at the book of John, we realize that John is a book that gives us an explanation. It gives us that insight. It tells us about Jesus' friend. It tells us that Jesus loved it, Martha and Mary, and he loved it, Lazarus. But there came a day, there came a time when Lazarus was sick. And they sent to let Jesus know that Lazarus was sick. You do understand what I mean? When sometimes we go through things in our lives and maybe our bodies, it is maybe in turmoil, our bodies may be hurting, flesh hurting, things are hurting on the inside, even on the outside. And seems like it's nothing that anybody else can do. But when you have a friend in Jesus, when you know that there is somebody that is able to take care of the situation, then you will send for that person. Well, Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, they were friends of Jesus. So they sent for Jesus. Let Jesus know that Lazarus, your friend, Lazarus is dead. But the word tells us that Jesus, he loved Lazarus, as we already indicated, but he decided that I am going to stay. He stayed there two more days. In the natural, when we see or hear that our friend is sick, especially if there wasn't a telephone system and there was a way of transportation or getting to that person, usually we'll do that. We'll catch a plane or train or whatever it is, and we'll go to that individual. But Jesus, although he knew, because he knew everything, he decided that he was going to stay a lot longer. It wasn't that he was going to stay because he was enjoying his vacation and that he wanted to be left alone. It wasn't that he didn't want to get to Lazarus and his sisters. But Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. So he stayed later. And then the word tells us when he decided to go, and they knew, when Jesus let the disciples know that Lazarus was sleeping. And they thought, yeah, if he's sleeping, then he's going to do well. He's going to do good because he's able to sleep. He's not hurting. He's at peace. He's at rest. But Jesus had to plainly let them know that Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. So therefore, when Jesus let him know that Lazarus was dead, then Christ and the disciples, they went to see about Lazarus, to see about Mary, and to see about Martha. But the disciples were so kind of concerned about Jesus going to see, not that they didn't want him to see, but they knew of the type of people that was surrounded and that was at that time. So when we look at the seventh verse, let's begin at the seventh verse, and it reads, then after that said he to his disciples, let us go unto Judea again. And his disciples said to him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and go you there again? They remember what happened before, and they didn't want anything to happen to the master. And Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, He stumbleth not because he seeth the light of the world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth because there is no light in him. These things said he after that he said them to them. He said, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go. Listen to what Christ is saying. Lazarus is sleeping, but I'm going to go. I'm going to go, and I'm going to wake him out of sleep. Yes, he was asleep in a sense wherein it wasn't going to be but a little while. You know how you go to sleep, and I'm going to nap, but his nap was longer. His sleep was longer, but Jesus was longer than the ordinary sleep. But Jesus wanted to make it plain to his disciples. He is going to sleep, but he is dead. He is dead. And then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, that this is what he said before, that he does well, that he doeth well. However, Jesus spoke of the death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking a rest of sleep. Then said Jesus to them plainly, Lazarus is dead. He said, I'm glad for your sake that I was not there to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him. There are many things that Jesus did that the disciples didn't understand. They didn't know, but God was teaching them like he's teaching us today. He is making things known to us today. He's given us revelation of his word. He's given us clarity of his word. So therefore, knowing that Lazarus was dead, Jesus is going to wake them out of sleep. Then they decided it was time. Christ decided that it was time for them to go. But then Thomas, which is called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, he said, let us also go that we may die with him. They knew that Jesus loved him. They knew that Jesus loved Mary Martha as well. So you ever had an attachment to people, you know somebody loved because you know the other person loved them? Well, they loved them as well. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had been laid in the grave 4 days already. When Jesus got there, it looked like it was impossible to the natural eye to hear that Lazarus was dead, and he was dead 4 days. He had been dead. Yes, blood had stopped running. Yes, heart stopped beating. Yes, eyes wasn't moving. Yes, they had even wrapped him in a grave clothing. Rigor mortis had taken place in Lazarus. Well, the answer was obvious to Martha, that he had been there 4 days. Just in case Jesus didn't know, Martha wanted him to know that he had been dead for 4 days. Now, Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still the house. Then said Martha to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not had died. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, boys and girls, I'm telling you, word of faith, that Jesus knew that Lazarus was already dead. He knew, and he purposely stayed there until the process was completely. And here Martha saying, because she didn't know, but she said, if Jesus would have been there, that her brother would not have died. Because she had confidence in God. She had confidence in Jesus to know that if he was there, that everything was going to be all right, that her brother would not have died. But then in the 22nd verse it says, but I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, hear, my brother had not died. Now, but I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it to you. And Jesus said unto her, your brother shall rise again. Your brother, Lazarus is going to rise again. And Martha said to him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. What she did not know, and what Jesus had to remind her, and what Jesus has to remind us, that Jesus said, I am, listen to me, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I am the resurrection. You don't have to wait until that day, because I'm the one that's going to resurrect Lazarus back to life. He doesn't have to wait until that special day. But I'm the one going to settle things. I'm the one going to show you what is going to happen to Lazarus. I'm going to show you that I am that I am. Remember when, I like that, when Christ says, even in the Old Testament, when the Word of God tells us about Moses, when he asked him Moses want to know who sent. And Jesus let him know that I am that I am. So here Jesus is saying that I am to Martha. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth, that's a key word. You got to believe it. He that believeth in me, not in your system, not in what you're accustomed to, not in somebody else. Your confidence and your trust should be always in God. So she is saying to her, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. See, sometimes we don't take God at his word. He said that I am the Alpha and Omega. He said that I am the beginning and the end. He said that I am the first and the last. I am the true and the living God. So when you believe God, that he did the first and the beginning, well, if he's the creator of all, he is first of all, he is the first and the last, no matter what comes up in your life, no matter what you go through day to day, you got to remember that God has it in control. Here, Lazarus been dead 4 days. Here, Martha thinking that, oh, I know in the day of the resurrection that you're going to resurrect, that they're going to be resurrected. He's going to be resurrected. But God let him go, hey, I am standing in front of you. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, all you got to do is believe me. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Believe you this? That's a question. And she said to him, yea, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come unto the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, the master come and call for thee. Oh, when the master calls, it's only right for you to answer. When the master calls, it's only right for you to go and see what the master has in need of. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. it let us know that now Mary was not yet coming to the town, but was in a place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were in the house, and the Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that he arose, that she arose hastily and went out and followed her, saying, she goes to the grave to weep there. And when Mary was come to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Oh, my God, I believe she had sorrow in her heart. I believe that she missed that her brother. I believe that she thought that it was all over for Lazarus. But my message to you today, that is not over until God says it is over. My message to you today, no matter what you may be experiencing in life, oh, the doctor may have said you have leukemia. The doctor may have said you have cancer. But my friend, it's not over until God says that it is over. Oh, you may have schizophrenia, a bipolar disorder, but you got to know that it's not over until God says it's over. You may have that new Cadillac, that owner you've had for 4 months, but something happened and you're not able to pay for it. But you have to realize that's why he's telling Martha that they have to believe in me, in him. When you believe God, you got to believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Oh, it may not be that Cadillac. It may be the rent. It may be your mortgage. And it seems like they're about to put you out. Oh, only thing you can think about is you're on the street. Only thing you can think about that I'm over in some rescue mission. I'm in a place that I don't want to be, and I can see myself there. But you don't need to see yourself there. You need to see yourself in that place of comfort. You need to see yourself, Jesus, and they take care of the matter. Because of the grief, because of the pain, because of what they was experiencing, all they could see that it is over. All they could see that Lazarus had been in the grave for 4 days. How in the world can we have hope in a hopeless situation? But that's when God want to build our faith. That's when God want to give us that ever-increasing faith. The word of God says that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. It's no time for us to give up. It's no time for us to throw up our hands and say, it is over. I'm going to stop. It's not necessary. It's too hard. No, we cannot do that. Our faith should be in Christ Jesus. The word of God says that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And we need to hold on to the word. That's why that we preach the word, so that you can hear the word. Because the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we don't hear the word, if we don't read the word, then we can't stand in these last days. If we don't know that God is the word, because the word of God says, in the beginning was the word. Who was in the beginning? Nobody but God. He said, I am Alpha. Alpha is the first. He said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and I am the end. So therefore, we got to believe God. And no matter what we're going through in life, no matter what struggles that you may be going through, you've got to believe God. All Mary and Martha and the people that was there to comfort them was all they can see. That this is a done deal. This is something that was before, But it's all over because they didn't have the faith to believe that Lazarus could live again. Oh, somebody's in shackles today. Somebody that's worried about what they're going to do. Somebody's heart is troubled today. But the word of God says, let not your heart be troubled. But ye believe in God, believe also in me. Don't let your heart be troubled today. But believe God. Yes, I know that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The word of God says that the enemy will destroy. That's his, that is his means of breaking you down. That's his means of getting you in a mindset that you don't believe God. That's what he does in order to cause you to not to believe the great I am, the one that's able to move in your life. I say again that it is not over. You need to say it, that it's not over until it's over. If you have to say it several times, you need to say that it's not over until God says it's over. No matter what you may be going through, you can think, sometimes we can think of things that seem to be out of our control, and maybe they are, but yet they are not out of God's control. We need to know the God that we serve. We need to know the God that is able to bring us out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. We need to know that he is God. See, when we don't believe that he is God, and we don't believe that he is capable of doing anything and everything, we'll believe Superman. We'll believe, when I was a child, I believed that Superman could fly. I believe that, that he can leap tall buildings. Oh, it's so much that I believe about Superman. But because of my faith in God, I believe God. I know now as a woman of God and as an adult that was fictitious, that was something that was not real. But I do know today, and I can tell you today, that Jesus Christ, he is real. And we have to search our hearts. We have to see what is it that keeps me from believing God's word. I believe that if we read the word of God, and we study the word of God, because the word of God says to study to show that approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. The word of God says that we shall know the truth, and the truth will make us free. The word of God says, whom the Son has made free. Somebody is in shackles today. Somebody's all tied up. Somebody's in chains. Somebody, they're not in the natural chain, but they are in a spiritual chain. They're in bondage. They can't move because of the fact that their mind is dictating to them something other than what God says is happening to them and something that God has in store for them. But they can't hear because of the fact they're not believing God's word. And they're not taking hold to God's word. The Bible said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, the word of God said that it shall be moved. No matter what tribulation, no matter what you may be going through, it could be the supervisor. Oh, my goodness. It could be anything that will interfere with your mindset or cause your heart to trouble. But the word of God said, let not your heart be troubled. But ye believe in God, believe also in me. Here at Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, we preach faith. We preach faith because faith will bring about recovery. Faith will bring about healing. Faith will bring about deliverance. Faith will take you to a higher height and a deeper depth in him. Faith will make you know that it is nothing impossible to God. And that's what God want to let Martha and Lazarus and their friends and their associates and the people know. See, we're still talking about the word of God today, and it happened so long ago. But it's a fact. It's not a parable, but it's a true fact that it happened and that God did. He did raise Lazarus. He did what somebody said it could not be done. There's a lot of that in today's society that people say it cannot be done. It cannot be done. You must say in your heart, oh, it can be done. It can be done. I am a survivor by Jesus Christ. I can make it. There's nothing too hard for God. I walk by faith and not by sight. I have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. I may not see it, but because God said I can have it, then I am going to believe God. See, he already told Martha that I am the resurrection and the life. And all he's saying to her, he that believeth in me, like he's saying to us, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes. See, I believe that Lazarus was a believer, even before he went to sleep, even before they pronounced him dead. I believe that he believed God. And the same way that God is telling us that believe on him, that is the only way that is going to make the difference in our life. I like what Paul said. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but it is the Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith, the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you got to live by faith and not by sight. Sight will deceive you. Words that people that are spoken out of faith, instead of having faith, that will cause you not to walk with God. I believe that Eve listened to Satan when Satan began to talk to her and let her know what she can have and what God didn't say. Oh, the lie, the enemy is a devil that will lie to you, the demon that will lie to you, that will tell lies to you and make you believe that what God says is not going to happen and try to bring the spirit of deception to your life. But you got to believe God. You got to stand on the word of God. But you know what the word said? He said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word will fail. I don't know about you today, but I know that the word of God will not fail. I don't know about you, but I do know that great is he that is in me and he that is in the world. Anything that you may compare with something else, God is greater. God was greater than the dirt or the tomb that Lazarus, that they placed in him. And I'm quite sure that they took their time and they anointed Lazarus, put his grave clothes on, and he was prepared to be there, to just a lot, it wasn't any more thing but he being boned. But that was not God's plan. Oh, God has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. But we need to shake ourselves. We need to kick ourselves. Not that physical kick, but we need a kick on the inside. We need something to jump start us to let us know that Christ is our hope of glory. We need something on the inside, which is the word of God, to bring about joy and to bring about that peace and to bring about hope on the inside. You know, Jesus Christ is our hope of glory. He is our hope for making it from day to day. He is our hope for sustaining us, for taking care of us, for taking care of our family, for taking care of our friends, for taking care of the United States of America, for taking care of the president, vice president, Congress, Democrats, Republicans, Tea Party, all of these people that sometimes we're so concerned about, and we need to be concerned about, so we can pray about, that they will be saved, that they will come into the knowledge of him, that they'll let God be the I am in their life, and to let them know that there is nothing too hard for God. Oh, the world thinks it's a difficult thing. It's a hard thing. But we must not be in the same mindset when we know Christ, because the word let us know that Christ is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. We see Christ there with Mary and Martha. But Christ's faith did not fade away because he's been there. Lazarus, his friend, been there for 4 days. His faith did not fail because of the fact he seen his friends, sisters crying and the people crying. No, his faith did not fail, but because of the fact he knew who he was. It's not over until God says it's over. You may be a fornicator. You may be a homemonger. You may be a lesbian, homosexual. You may be a liar, a street walker, whatever you may have been, a beast, but Christ is able to change your life. Your assignment is not to go to hell. Yes, I realize if there's no repentance, if there's not a turnaround, I know where the destination for anybody will be. But I'm talking about that it's not over. Do you not remember the thief on the cross? The thief on the cross, when he was on there with Christ, and everybody's thinking that this priest, he's a thief, so he's going to die and go to hell. He's getting crucified, and he's going to die and go to hell. But that thief on that cross, he knew that Jesus did nothing worthy of death and that he deserved his punishment, but Jesus did not deserve it. No, he did not deserve the punishment that he received. But because of the love that he had for the world, see, if Jesus didn't die like he did, if Jesus didn't die for the world, then we would still be living our transgression and our sin, and we would have no way of escaping. We would have no way out. But because he died, but he didn't stay dead, but he rose again. That is joy to know, to realize that Jesus rose again. He rose that third day. Come on. And because he rose that third day, that gives us hope to know that, no, he is not still in the earth, still dead, but he is alive. He showed up. Remember, with his disciples, had Thomas let him felt the nail print in his hand? Come on. We got to believe God's word. If we don't study the word, if we don't read the word, how are we going to know these awesome things about the word of God? How are we going to know that Christ will make us free? How are we going to know that he'll free us from drugs? How do we know that he'll heal us from HIV? Know that he's going to heal from gonorrhea and from all of these other social diseases that people have? How are we going to know that he would heal one from cataracts, from brain tumors, from fibroids? How are we going to know unless we accept Christ, except we believe the word of God? Yes, we are growing each and every day. Yes, we are going to a higher height and a deeper depth in him. Yes, when it looks like it's over, don't say it's over. even though it looks like it. When you're looking at the natural, that's what the enemy wants you to look and look hard. For you to believe that it's all over. For you to believe that there is no hope. But you got to know that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. And that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that the I am that I read in the Word of God, the I am that I read about in Exodus, that great I am still live today, still moving today, still making a way today, still answering prayer today, still making things manifest upon this earth that we never see. How about, it's so easy to believe God's word if we just read the Word of God. How about when they went fishing, when the disciples had gone fishing, and Jesus let them know that he multiplied, because the disciples had fished all night long and they caught absolutely nothing. But when Jesus came on the scene, he told them to launch out on the deep. They caught so many fishes that the ship began to sink. They had to call their friends and get some help. Why? Because it was Jesus. Why? Because the I am showed up. We need the I am to show up in our life. We need to know that Jesus Christ, he is the hope of glory. We need to know that it's not over until God says it's over. It's not over. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on him, because he is God. And coming to a conclusion, for the Word of God in John, the 11th chapter, in that 23rd verse, Jesus said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever live and believe in me shall never die. Believe you this." And that's when she had gone, and that's when she went and got her sister. She said the same thing per se that Martha had said. But then we see Christ here in the Word. Because you got to see the Word. You got to read the Word to get faith, to believe God. You got to hear it. And that 33rd verse, it said, "When Jesus therefore saw her weeping and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled and said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see." And that's when Jesus wept. "Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, with open the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" They knew he opened the eyes of the blind, but see, God wants us to see him and even in a greater way. I showed you that I can open the eyes of the blind and the blind can see. But I also want to show you that I can raise the dead. And here, Jesus said, "Take you away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, but he has been dead 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Saith I not to you that if you would believe, you shall see the glory of God?" See, he had been talking to her all during this time. Were you listening to what I said? Jesus talking to us through the word, through the preacher, through the pastor, through the prophet, through the evangelist, through the pastor, through the teacher, through other believers. Can you not believe what God is saying? The Word of God says, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Jesus lift up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always. But because of the people would stand by, I said it that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus. He called him by name. What did your mother call you? What did your father call you? He called you by name. But my mother and my father called me, they called me Mary. So that is my name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with napkins. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. I say to you today, word of faith, word of faith, praise and worship center. I say to you, Jacksonville, I say to you, every city in the United States of America, and every state, you need to be loose, and you let it go. The things that you are harboring, the things that are causing to depress you, those things that are causing you to be oppressed, loose it by the word of God. Loose it by the faith of God. No matter what it seemed to be, you got to believe God's word. And you can say, God, you said it. God, you said if I have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved, God, you said that it shall be moved. I'm standing on the word. Word says heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or tittle of the word. I am standing. He was certainly telling Martha to believe him. And if he told Martha to believe him, he's telling us as well to believe him. Don't believe that thing is dead in your life. Don't believe that it's all over, because it's not. If Jesus didn't say it's all over, then it is not over. I want to pray with you unto today. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I pray that the heart of the people have been stirred. I pray that there is an ever-increasing faith in the body of Christ and in the world. Father God, that they will know and they'll realize, God, that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that the people would take the limits off of you. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that the shackles be moved from them. God, that their heart will not be troubled. God, that they will not be deceived by the wickedness of Satan, by the wickedness of the devil. And God, that they will stand upon your word. Lord God, those that are not saved, God, I pray even now, God, that you just save them. God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. You said that they shall be saved. So, Lord, even now, save, deliver, and make them free. God, no matter what they have done, God, don't let them think that it's a dead situation. Nothing can be done about it. God, let them know, God, that you have already made it possible for them to be saved and to be forgiven for their sin and for their transgression. Father, I decree and declare for it to be done according to your word. And I thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We want you to tune in. To come visit us at 5045 Hotel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. We are blessing the Lord. We are calling upon his name. We have prayer on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 1 hour from 12 to 1. Can you not pray for 1 hour? Can you not pray for 10 minutes or 5 minutes? Can you come before the master for a time that you can call on his name and thank him for all that he has done in your life? And then on Tuesday, we have Bible study. Come so we can study the word of God. Come on, get your family and your friends and bring them to Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. That address again is 5045 Soutel, S-O-U-T-E-L, Soutel Drive, Suite 90 here in our city. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May you be blessed in your going in and blessed in your coming out. That number to call for prayer is 904-674-7831. 904-674-7831. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, Pastor Overseer of Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center.